probably done by a guy called David Simmons on BBC London, or whatever they call it, then they keep changing the name. But I think it was Radio London or something like that. And but he did the first phone-in, and I remember sitting out at Heathrow Airport, I was going to go to Manchester or something like that, and he was the first person to use the word erection on the radio. And nowadays I just memorise it. But he started talking about these, you know, sort of sexual problems and things on the air. And I was absolutely fascinated by that. It was the first time that they really used a phone-in on Radio London.
I suppose the thing is, when you start using the audience like that, they'll take you into subject areas, into places that you wouldn't otherwise go.
Sure, yeah.
Which is the power of a phone-in.
Yes.
And then in more recent years, because people started to use email and then text, and I remember text coming in, and we also now onto Twitter, and you use Audio Boo and live video stream, and we'll talk about that as well.
Yeah.
What was interesting, I think, when people started texting radio stations was that kind of immediate feedback that you got, that you never got before.
No.
You can do one link, and you'll have, you know, you get people texting and saying, you know, you're shit. I had that quite a lot.
I don't know those ones out.
I took over from Neil Fox on Cab Radio Drive Time, which didn't really work out. But I was constant on the look at the text screen, it was just constantly bringing back Foxy. Every day for the whole show, bringing back Foxy. Which a little bit dispiriting. It made me pine for the days when people had to put pen to paper.
But I stopped doing it eventually.
So did Neil.
Yeah, that's